is out 6 to 8 weeks. He re-injured his left or his shoulder. He's opted to not have surgery. He's going to rehab it for 6 to 8 weeks.
What are your options at the center position now that Zibanejad's gone and Regan's out? The cost to me, I may not be ready for that spot.
Well, we're going to see what Stefan can do. Obviously, it's his ball to run with right now. At this point in time, we're going to play him with Nick Foligno and Daniel Alfredson, and that's a top six position. And we expect him to rise to the occasion and see if he can accept that role and have success at it.
And do you have a plan B in your mind right now?
Oh, it's got to be back there somewhere. But right now, we'd like to go with one at a time.
Now, what would DeCosta have to do to keep that spot? You look at the numbers and maybe they're not where you would like them to be.
Well, we'd like him to make sure that he continues to be diligent in both ends of the rink, and not only with the puck but without the puck, and work on his face-off game. But the big thing with Stefan has been the defensive part of the game.
What is he lacking in that area of his game?
If you have vision with the puck, you should have vision without the puck. If you can see the game, and sometimes you choose not to see it defensively, but you choose to see it offensively. We're just trying to make sure that he uses his vision in the whole rink.
I feel like Nick Foligno's what he brings and possibility at 10 points.
That's a possibility. We haven't really explored it more than we've touched on it yesterday, that he would be somebody that might or could play in that position if we needed somebody. So, but it hasn't gone beyond that. So I'm telling you, there's a chance.
Anything new on Matt Parker?
Pardon me?
Anything new on Matt Parker?
No, status quo. He's still rehabbing.
Did you expect, is Butler cleared to play?
Yes.
So if he doesn't play, then he's at all these scratch?
I think, I'm not sure what we've done with him as far as he's still on the IR. Sure. So whether or not we've changed, I don't know if that's changed or not, but yes, I guess he would be a healthy scratch.
At one point, David Rundblad was on the bubble between being an NHL guy and going down to the American League. Is he a little bit more off the bubble, or is he starting to slide a little bit towards here, or is he still on the bubble?
Well, I think David has worked on his game, his defensive game, and he's been a real good player for us. And if he continues to improve and play the way that he's playing, there's really no reason to make any change to his status. But and he still is a first-year player, and there's going to be growing pains right now. He's in, obviously, an upward spike in his game, and keep playing, run him until he goes the other way. They're playing real fast. They're playing good. They got made a lot of changes to their team. I mean, Steven Weiss has been a real good player in the league, and he's got a consistent game. They got Versteeg, the Blackhawk contingent that they have, have all got good experience. Campbell can really skate the puck and do things. I think Kulikov has developed his game a little bit. The goaltender that played against Montreal was actually played real good. Theodore's he's a veteran NHL goalie, and he can play. Who else they got there? Kopecky, I know from the Red Wings, is a hard-working guy. And the games that I watched, they worked real hard and they played with a lot of speed, and they're going to make it difficult for us if we're not ready to skate.
Do